Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. You're listening to GSMC's Music Podcast. It's your Captain Keith. Once again, this is your Captain Keith, and it's good to be back. Oh, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. And as I promised you before, so we will review. Today's episode is for Music and Review. The Claypool Lennon Delirium, the new album is called South of Reality. We didn't get to it last time, but we're going to get to it today. That's first on the list. Raquel Rodriguez, her album is called... It's an EP, and it is called, one second, let's see, 310 Part 2, that's the second EP. And then we have Falz, F-A-L-Z, his new album is called Moral Instruction. So, South of Reality, 310 Part 2. And Moral Instruction. So, alternative indie psychedelic rock, R&B dance, disco, and hip-hop, Afrobeat, Afropop. Yeah. Golden State Media Concepts. That's right. So, let's get to it. So, let's start off with the Claypool Lennon Delirium. So, and once again, that is the brainchild of Les Claypool, of Primus, and Sausage fame, and Sean Ono Lennon, of Sean Lennon fame, and Chibo Mata fame, and Rising fame, and, you know, he also happens to be, you know, the son of Yoko Ono and John Lennon. That's all. No big deal. Right. Just amazing musicians in their own right. So let me get into the description of this, of who they are and of this record before we get into the review. So here we go. Two worlds have collided, and what glorious and odd worlds they are. After a successful summer tour pairing Primus with Ghost of a Saber-Tooth Tiger, that's Sean Lennon's other band, I forgot, sorry about that. The two band leaders, Les Claypool and Sean Lennon, have decided to combine their abstract talents in a project called the Claypool Lennon Delirium. Their efforts thus far have spawned the upcoming full-length release called, well, Monolith of Phobos. That was their first record. That's a good album, too. I did review that back in the day, I believe. Sean, quote from Les Claypool, "Sean is a musical mutant after my own heart," said Claypool. "He definitely reflects his genetics, not just the sensibilities of his dad, John Lennon, but also the abstract perspective and unique approach of his mother, Yoko Ono. It makes for a glorious freak stew." And he's right. People don't realize Yoko Ono, so I'm not a fan of her screaming, but when she's singing and the production of her music is actually pretty good. So, you know, she is an abstract queen. So art, rock, noise, yeah, she's like the queen of that, so don't get it twisted. So after some impromptu backstage jams and an epic live sit-in on Primus's psychedelic opus, Southbound, Pachyderm, Claypool approached Lennon about doing a recording project. "I was trying to wrangle up an Oysterhead reunion since Primus was taking a rest for 2016, but the plans just wouldn't align for that." That was a reunion between Les Claypool, Trey Anastasio, and Stuart Copeland, and that album was great. Yeah, that's just like prog rock, like geniuses coming together. Yeah, yeah. You know, Trey Anastasio from Fish and Stuart Copeland from The Police and Clark Kent, and just all around composer, songwriter, genius. Yeah. Yeah, I love Stuart Copeland. Yes, I do. I love The Police, the group. Yes, I do. Just saying. I don't like sitting around. So when Sean said he didn't have plans for the next for this next year, we started kicking around the notion of making an old school psychedelic slash prog record. Next thing I know, he's staying in my guest house, drinking my vino and banging on my drums. Right on. Lennon responded, I told Les that I was Neil Diamond's nephew. I think that was what really sold him on the idea of working with me. You're silly. Over the course of 6 weeks or so, the two wrote and recorded a total of 10 songs, with both of them sharing various vocal and instrumental responsibilities. Yes, they're both multi-instrumentalists. Going beyond their core instruments of bass and guitar, Claypool explained, usually I play the drums and percussion on my records, but Sean has such a different feel than I do. It just made more sense for him to man the kit on most of the tunes on this project. I took the helm at my old vintage API console and let him bang away. He was happy as a piggy rolling in crap. Every time he grabbed the sticks, his drumming is like a cross between Ringo and Nick Mason. Interesting, okay. But I think folks would be most surprised by what a monster guitar player he is, especially when you prod him a bit. Okay. Monolith of Phobos is just how the title implies, an old school approach to a psychedelic space rock record. Lennon added, it's been an honor and a challenge playing with someone of Les's caliber, but luckily the gods of Pinot Noir shone favorably down and granted us a bundle of devilish tunes about monkeys, outer space, and sexual deviancy. Oh, yeah. The Claypool Lennon Delirium Monolith of Phobos recorded record is, that came out a while ago. So that's the back history on the first record. So now the new one, Lennon and Claypool co-produced South of Reality themselves with the Primus frontman engineering and mixing at his own Rancho Relaxo studio in Sonoma County, California. They wrote and recorded the album over roughly 2 months, prompted by what Claypool describes as the desire to sit in a room and make space sounds again. South of Reality is the second studio album by the Claypool Lennon Delirium, consisting of American multi-instrumentalist Sean Lennon and Primus's Les Claypool. It came out this past February, February 22nd, actually, 2019. I believe that's George Washington's birthday. The album was preceded by the lead single and music video for Blood and Rockets, followed by two successive pre-release tracks, Easily Charmed by Fools in late 2018 and Amethyst Realm in early 2019. So there you go. So that's the backstory. So now let's get into the review. So the album cover is great. I mentioned this before. It's like a sci-fi book cover. It's cool. Like, so you see, like, it's got like this maroonish sky with this big planet. And it's got two small little moons on the left, the one on the left, the one on the right of the big planet. And then behind this planet is another, it might be like an eclipse. It might be another moon covering the sun, but it's like a black planet, but it looks like an eclipse. And it's a cricket, looks like, that's standing on this rock, and he's opening up like a compass. It's very cool. Very cool cover. I like it. Like I say, it reminds me of a sci-fi novel cover. It's awesome artwork. So the first song I want to get into was the first track on the album, Little Fishes. You can hear wind chimes, then a voice talking backwards with an effect on it. The bass and guitar start playing at the same time, followed by the clavinet. The rhythm of the guitar and bass both play the same rhythm for a few measures. The guitar drops out and Les Claypool's classic bass playing changes rhythm right before the verses start. Les Claypool's bass playing has this deep, thumping, distorted sound that is his signature style, as if he's playing his bass through a Big Muff bass pedal. The drums have a basic snare kick rhythm combo. You can hear atmospheric synthesizer effect in the background. The bass and guitar navigate this song. The bass playing and clavinet really stand out, and so does the guitar solo by Sean Lennon towards the end of the song. He plays with the same speed and veracity on the guitar that Les Claypool has on his bass on this song. The song ends with the same like wind chimes that came in for the intro. This song is a lot deeper than I initially realized. It's about how we are all being poisoned by the mercury that has been consumed by little fishes. Once we gobble the little fishes that have been infected by mercury, we eat them and our brains become mushy and murky from the mercury. This song is also about the loss of integrity that people have, longing for the day when you didn't have to use online dating to find your mate. Also posing a question to the youth. Will you get up, stand up, you know, for your rights? You know, in this song, the little Fishes is just the tip of the iceberg. And it's definitely one of my favorite songs. So here's the lyrics. Mercury makes his way into the skin of little fishes who swim across the vast murky monkey mile terrain. They make their way onto the dishes of men who gobble little fishes. As Mercury settles in, their soft and supple brains. And it's the chorus. Gone are the days, gone are the days when you can stick your toes in without a second thought. Gone are the days when you can get your mind wet without fear of rot. Where did the Pillsbury Doughboy go wrong? When did the blingy little weasels kill the protest song? Post-chorus. When will the youth get on its hind legs? Is the golden goose laying 3D printed eggs? When will the Easter bunny come and hop it all away? Gone are the days, gone are the days when you didn't need Wi-Fi to help you find someone to kiss. Damn, ouch. Gone are the days when your brand of genitalia would determine where to piss. Ouch. Mr. Owl, he cheats to reach the center of the pop. Scarecrow, better hold your breath while Roundup's being doused upon your crops. When will the youth get on his hind legs? Is the golden goose still laying 3D printed eggs? When will Ben Kenobi come and saber it all away? Mercury makes its way into the skin of little fishes who swim across the vast and murky, mucky mile terrain. They make their way onto the dishes of men who gobble little fishes. As the mercury settles in their soft and supple brains. Mercury makes its way into the skin of little fishes who... And there's an instrumental break before the outro. So yeah, that's the first song. Love the lyrics. I'm like, the music on this album is great and it's trippy. But when I started reading these lyrics, I was like, damn. it's good. I like it. I really do. Amethyst Realm starts off with rhythm guitar and steady drum cymbals. The bass comes in as Shaolin sings through a psychedelic voice effect that has a reverb on it. Les Claypool sings backup vocals to Sean with the vocal effect on that has that has his voice off like in the distance. The bass line is a subdued yet steady. The drums have the basic snare kick drum combo. You can hear keys in the background play a trippy sound effect in the background. The bass and drums navigate the song. The bass line starts to pick up its pace as a clean lead guitar solo happens towards the end of the song. The drums are snare heavy in their rhythm. The lead guitar begins to play the same rhythm on the bass and Sean Lennon's vocals during the chorus. The lead guitar drops out and bass line finishes out the song with atmospherics in the background as Amethyst Realm is said one last time in an eerie-like voice, which ends the song. This song is about a woman having an affair with a phantom, actually. Her boyfriend becomes jealous once he finds out that his girlfriend has been having an affair with a phantom who is giving her fantgasms. He wonders how this could even happen. She loves the encounters and swears off having an actual living physical man touch her again. The lyrics read almost like a horror romance novel. It's very intriguing, actually. here's the lyrics. She turned the light on suddenly, but as she looked, saw nobody. Though on her neck, she felt his breath, a tingling upon her breast. She called out to the empty room. Who's ever there? I'm on to you. When the impossible happened, her very first fantgasm. Oh my. Here's the chorus. Said why me? Said why me? Said why me? Or he says, said why me? Said why me? Said why me? How could some apparition take my woman? Think I see a shadow in her window. And then the second verse. The game she played was dangerous. This kind of love is vaporous. She could sense when he was there, a fragrance upon the air. And though there were so many things the two of them would never share, she swore that she'd never again want to touch a living man. Said why me, said why me, said why me. How could some apparition take my woman? Think I see, think I see, think I see a shadow in her window. Then the second chorus, and I will meet you in hell, amethyst realm. I can't compete with the supernatural. You gave it all to the devil, amethyst realm. How could you fall under his spell, amethyst realm? That's the jealous boyfriend talking. More on this song after this break.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Once again, you're listening to GSMC's Music Podcast. It's your Captain Keith. Talking about the song Amethyst Realm, we're reading the lyrics. Here's more of the lyrics from that song. There's an instrumental break and then the second chorus. Let me see. And I will meet you in hell, Amethyst Realm. I can't compete with the supernatural. Oh, hold on, let me see. I want to make sure I have the rest. I want to make sure that's not a repeat of the lyrics I already said. So, I'm going to go to my backup notes here. Let's see. And yes, good people of planet Earth, I drove in the rain today. It's been raining all day today. But, you know, we need the rain here in California. Because, you know, droughts are a no-no. Let's see. All right. So, yeah, so the second chorus. Yeah. And I will meet you in hell, amethyst realm. I can't compete with the supernatural. You gave it all to the devil, amethyst realm. How could you fall under his spell, amethyst realm? So that does repeat. Okay, and then the end is, and I will meet you in hell, amethyst realm. I can't compete with the supernatural. You gave it all to the devil, amethyst realm. How could you fall under his spell, amethyst realm? So yeah, interesting song. I like it. And then the next track, Cricket Chronicles Revisited, part one, Ask Your Doctor. It starts off with like sitar and fuzzy bass along with percussion that sounds like congas on top of drums. The sitar sounding guitar and fuzzy bass anchor the song. The bass is very dominant on the song. Everything else plays underneath the fuzzy bass. At the middle of the song, it stops as if it's over, but it's not. At that point, you hear wind chimes for a moment. The song has stopped, and then it picks back up. You can hear atmospheric sound effects in the background as the fuzzy bass line plays in a lead guitar style rhythm. At the end of the sound, the sound, everything stops except a very faint guitar in the background. At the end of the song, everything stops except a very faint guitar in the background and people having whisper-like conversations. This song is about waking up one day and feeling numb about your life, realizing you no longer have empathy for anyone. You don't recognize your wife anymore. You struggle with normalcy. This song feels like a sequel to the Talking Heads' Once in a Lifetime song, actually. Now, here's the lyrics. Are you desensitized, sleepwalking through life? Things you once enjoyed do not feel quite right. In the mirror, you barely recognize someone masquerading as your lovely wife. Oh, my. And the chorus, ask your doctor, ask your doctor. Is your throat just a little bit too dry? Trouble looking anyone in the eye? Evil things are becoming normal life. Trouble remembering how to empathize? Ask your doctor, ask your doctor, ask your doctor about. And then this instrumental, and that's the end of the song. So the Claypool Lennon Delirium's South of Reality, it's a record with themes on the environment, space travel, darkness, desperation, numbness. I mean, when you listen to the music, you don't really get that, but when you listen to the lyrics, you're like, whoa, This is a pretty deep record. And that's what I love about this album. Unconventional love and sexual harassment. Excuse me. So let me go back over the themes again. Themes on environment, space travel, darkness, desperation, numbness, unconventional love, and sexual harassment. A song called Toady Man in regards to sexual harassment. A lot of today's modern rock albums, to me, are boring and unimaginative. This record is anything but that. A psychedelic rock record worth having. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record a 9. Yeah, I do. Favorite tracks are Blood and Rockets, Movement 1, Saga of Jack Parsons, Movement 2, To the Moon, South of Reality, Bariska, Easily Charmed by Fools, Amethyst Realm, Cricket Chronicles Revisited, Part 1, Ask Your Doctor, Part 2, Side Effects, and that's spelled P-S-Y-D-E, effects, and then Like Fleas. So that's like all the songs but one. So yeah, it gets a 9. I highly recommend this record. If you like progressive rock music, if you like psychedelic rock, if you're looking for just interesting rock and roll, this album is worth having. And I'm looking forward to seeing them live. As a matter of fact, I can't remember if I told you guys. I think I did tell you that they were coming to town. Let me see. I did mention it. Let's see. Looking for the tour. All right, so April 10th, Toronto, Ontario, at the Danforth Music Hall. April 12th, Philadelphia, at the Fillmore. April 13th, New Haven, Connecticut, at College Street Music Hall. April 14th, Boston, Massachusetts, at House of Blues. April 16th, Brooklyn, New York, at Brooklyn Steel. April 17th, in Washington, D.C., at the 930 Club. April 19th, at Asheville, North Carolina, at the Orange Peel. April 20th at Nashville, Tennessee at the Marathon Music Works. April 21st in Atlanta, Georgia at the Sweetwater 420 Festival. April 23rd, St. Louis, Missouri at Del Mar Hall. April 25th, Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Varsity Theater. April 26th, Chicago, Illinois at Thalia Hall. April 27th at the Majestic Theater in Detroit, Michigan. That'll be a good show. I've seen plenty of concerts at the Majestic in Detroit. April 29th at the Bloomington, Illinois. Excuse me, at Bloomington, Illinois, at the Castle Theater. April 30th at Covington, Kentucky, at Madison Theater. May 2nd at New Orleans, in Louisiana, at the Civic Theater. June 21st at Salt Lake City, Utah, at the Echoes Theater. June 22nd at Bonner, Montana, at the Kettle House Amphitheater. June 24th, Seattle, Washington, at the Showbox. June 25th, Vancouver, British Columbia, at the Commodore Ballroom. June 27th at Portland, Oregon, at the Oregon Zoo Amphitheater. June 29th at Bend, Oregon, at Midtown Ballroom. June 30th in Sacramento at the Ace of Spades. So I'm probably going to go to that show, actually. Sac's not too far from me at all. Yeah, I'll make sure I get tickets for that. July 2nd at the Anaheim, California, at the House of Blues in Anaheim, California, excuse me. July 3rd, Los Angeles, California, at the Wiltern. And July 5th at Paso Robles, California, and Vina Robles Amphitheater. So there you go. That's the Claypool and the Delirium Tour. So once again, 9 out of 10. Highly recommend it. All right, good people of the planet Earth. And next on deck, Raquel Rodriguez. Her album is called The 310 Part 2. It's a picture of the sun over this beach and palm trees on the left and right hand side. The leaves of the palm trees are edging into the picture. One of the leaves is, or branches is like, it's slightly over the big orange kind of sun that's down by the water. It's a nice little postcard looking like picture. This is Raquel Rodriguez over the water. It's pretty cool. It's like an orange blood moon sun look. Yeah. So Raquel Rodriguez was born with a mic in her hand from the age of 5. The LA native knew she wanted to sing and is a gifted musician at her core. The Mexican-American soul singer is in a lane of her own as she draws inspiration from Prince, Chaka Khan, Stevie Wonder, Amy Winehouse, and Bruno Mars to create a smooth balance of 70s funk, 80s synth, and 90s R&B. I mean, that's a pretty good description. That's before I even get into the review. So, and I found her on Bandcamp, actually. So, I'm going to get into her EP. So, let's see. Night's Over is the first track I'm going to talk about. It starts off, it's also the first track on the EP, 310 Part 2. It starts off with drum cymbals / hi-hats, snare and bass drum rhythm. The bass winds up and unfolds a funky groove. The funk guitar lays behind a voice box effect before Raquel Rodriguez starts to sing. A slap bass and drums anchor this song. The funk guitar plays with the wah-wah style effect. The keys play various harmonies in the background and occasionally play with the horn effect. This track has a great disco funk feel of the 70s and 80s. You definitely feel like dancing when you hear this song. It's like the Roger Troutman style talk box can be heard in and out of the song. Night's Over is an amazing fast-paced dance groove and a perfect way to start off an album, actually. This song is about Raquel seeing a guy at the club who seems to be shy and reserved. He's standing against the wall like a wallflower. She wants him to come dance with her. She wants him to leave all his troubles behind and let the music and her take him away on the dance floor. She wants to be with him and have a great time before the night's over and the club kicks them out. She wants him to trust her. She wants him to take her hand and let go of the weight of the world that's on his shoulders. Raquel wants to make him feel fine before the night's over. You know, here's the lyrics. The night might almost be over, but you haven't even broke a sweat. So tell me, what did you come for? And don't say that you forget. You're standing there like a wallflower. I hear a record spinning. They're playing Stevie Wonder. So come on, dance with me tonight before the night's over. Before the night's over. And let me make you feel all right before the night's over. Before the night's over. Just put your hand in mine. Shake the weight of the world that's sitting on your shoulders. Don't think it over. Just come on and dance with me tonight before the night's over. Tonight, tonight, night's over, night's over. I know you've had a long day. And you've been working real hard. But now's the time to let loose. And baby, let down your guard. You must have changed your mind and wish that you stayed at home. At home? But we're not out of time. So we won't stop until you get up on that dance floor. You're still standing there. Don't you hear? It's last call. I hear a record spinning. They're playing Off the Wall. So come on and dance with me tonight before the night's over. Before the night's over. And let me make you feel all right let me make you feel all right before the night's over. Before the night's over. Just put your hand in mine. Shake the weight of the world that's sitting on your shoulders. Don't think it over. Just come on, dance with me tonight before the night's over. Tonight, tonight, night's over. Night's over. And when you hear that song, you just want to dance. It has a definite 70s soul dance funk feel to it. And the next track on here I want to talk about is I Want It All. It starts off with a fat and funky bass line assisted with the Fender Rhodes keyboard. There are additional keys that play a single note strings like orchestral effect. The drums are snare heavy, followed by the kick drum. The drums, bass, and Fender Rhodes navigate the song. The bass line maintains a very bold groove while the Fender Rhodes soothingly lays in the background. The bass groove ends on the same note as the bass drums, rhythmically speaking. The synthesizer / keys overlay with various subtle rhythms that maintain the smooth groove. This song's about Raquel Rodriguez realizing that she has more the one talent that she wants to pursue. But everyone around her keeps telling her the same thing. You have to pick just one talent and that you can't have it all. Raquel Rodriguez doesn't agree with that philosophy. She wants it all, you know, go big or go home, so to speak. Hey, I understand. So yeah, once again, this song is called I Want It All. And we'll get into the lyrics after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. It's your Captain Keith. We're reviewing Raquel Rodriguez. Once again, her EP is called The 310 Part 2, and we were talking about her song, I Want It All, and here's the lyrics. Woke up this morning feeling sorry, couldn't get myself up out of bed. I feel like everyone's against me, and the world keeps turning me up on my head. Jack of all trades, they say, master of none. Can't have it all, they say. Girl, you gotta pick one. Oh, but baby, I want it all. I want to reach for the stars in the sky, like I'm 10 feet tall. I want to be just like my lover, with a heart of gold and filled with so much love. Sometimes it's hard to find pleasure, writing songs that make me feel like giving up. Jack of all trades, they say, master of none. Can't have it all, they say. Girl, you got to pick one. Oh, but baby, I want it all. I want to reach for the stars in the sky, like I'm 10 feet tall. Hey, I'm not mad at you. I like that song. It's one of my favorite songs on the record. And the next track I want to talk about is called Anniversary. It's the last song on the EP. It starts off with drums that are bottom heavy with a real funky synth bass that sounds muffled and distorted while still funky. There is also a bass guitar in the background as well. Actually, the bass line sounds very similar to Queen's Another One Bites the Dust, at least to me when I hear it. The Fender Rhodes keys come in with jazzy soul rhythms. A synthesizer comes in playing like Casio futuristic-like sounds. The drums, bottom-heavy slash cymbal slash hi-hat rhythm navigates the song along with the muffled slash distorted bass line. The keys and synthesizer provide the perfect atmospheric rhythms to this song that gives it like a spring and summer vibe to the music. This song is about Raquel Rodriguez celebrating her anniversary with her man and not worrying about whether or not the people next door in the hotel room will hear them as they get swept away in their love and passion. He wants to pamper her and she wants to pamper him. It's mutually assured satisfaction. So yeah, and here's the lyrics. He bought her diamonds that day. She got him chocolate for two. He said, baby girl, I really want you to stay. She had no plans to leave the room. She thought, I just want to get undressed right now. Show that man just how damn much he means to me. I don't care when they hear the two of us howling. Just want to give him what he needs. So they just listen to the waves break right outside their room. The summer ocean breeze took over the two. She told him, please don't lift a finger, baby. I'll do all the work. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Yeah. They hear a knock on the door. Champagne arrives just in time. You see, he bought her favorite bottle because he wants to make sure she has the night of her life. He told her, I'll do anything to hold it down and make you realize that you're my only queen. I don't care when they hear the two of us howling. Baby, it's our anniversary. So they just listen to the waves break right outside their room. The summer ocean breeze took over the two. She told him, "Please don't lift a finger, baby. I'll do all the work. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you." I mean, what do you say to that? I like that song too. Raquel Rodriguez's The 310 Part 2 is an amazing soul slash disco slash dance EP about coming together in love and staying together in love no matter the obstacles. It's also about celebrating love. This record is also about not giving up on your dreams and ambitions. This is a great record that will make you dance even if you don't want to. You just can't help it. Soulfully funky and moving in all of the ways that count. Her voice is sweet, soulful, and sincere. When she sings that she will take care of you and can feel, I mean, let me rephrase that. When she sings that she will take care of you, you can I mean, how do I want to say this? Okay. See, I wrote it out, but when I was writing it, I guess I just, you know how sometimes you might write something down and you think you got all the words out in your head, but you miss a word or two? That's what kind of happened to me here. All right, so when she sings that she will take care of you, you can feel and tell that she means it. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record a 10. I do. Favorite tracks? Are all of them. Night's Over, Mile High, I Want It All, We Go Together, and Anniversary. So there it is. And let me see if she is touring, because I think she is. One moment, I'm going to look her up. But yeah, 10 out of 10. It's a great album. I like it. Let's see. And like I said, I found her on Bandcamp. And there is a physical copy of the CD that are available. Let's see. I'm going to our website right now. One second, good people of the planet Earth. Thank you for your patience. Oh, man, there was so much more I could have told you about her. All right, well, you know, I'm going to take this time to do that. I'm going to tell you some more about her now that I went to her website. I don't know why I didn't think about that. Because a lot of times artists don't even have websites anymore. They'll just have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So some artists have it all. And she does have her own website. It's Raquel.LA. So, it says, from the age of 5, the LA native knew she wanted to sing and is a gifted musician at her core. She is a woman who believes in the magic of music. Her presence is warm, powerful, and inspiring, like her sound. Let's see. Raquel is the true embodiment of the multicultural millennial, fusing the subcultures of the last 20 years of L.A. style with her nostalgic yet current brand of music. Raquel grew up on the west side of L.A. around Santa Monica and Venice, close to Gilbert's El Indio, her family's Mexican restaurant, which over the past 44 years has become an institution. Raquel shed her shy disposition at a young age while participating in elementary and middle school talent shows. She took piano lessons and sang at Hamilton High School's Music Academy, and as she matured, her love of music only grew. After high school, Raquel attended the prestigious Thornton School of Music at USC, where she studied music industry and jazz theory. Okay. It was at USC where Raquel polished her songwriting skills and solidified many of her now thriving musical relationships. The community of musicians is just as important to her as the art of music. After college, Raquel went on to sing backup for such luminaries as Gwen Stefani, okay, and Anderson .Paak. And in addition, opened for artists J. Cole, Snoop Dogg, Trombone Shorty, and Guapole. Raquel's talent is unmatched. This year marks the release of her new EP, The 310 Part 2, An homage to her hometown, the City of Angels, Raquel's current single, Mile High, has quickly gained popularity on Spotify and Apple Music. The summer of 2018 will find her playing in many spots in her hometown of Los Angeles as a prelude to her upcoming tour in Europe in the fall of 2018. So that was last year. Okay, so that's the stuff we didn't talk about. So right now she only has one show, April 27th, the Blue Nile with Nigel Hall in New Orleans, Louisiana. So, okay. So I'll be looking out for her to see her do some more shows. Definitely want to check her out. But yeah, she's good. She has a great voice. Raquel Rodriguez, very soulful. All right. So that's the information on her and the tour information. So in our last artist for review, his name is Falls. And this album's called Moral Instruction. And the cover art's pretty cool. It's like a painting of him or a mural. And it's a headshot of him from his face down to like his top of his chest. And he's leaning to the side. He's got his left hand up and with his first two fingers pointing up in the air. And behind him is like this mural on a wall or a mural on like some school paper. And you see like a bunch of kids in class with someone teaching on a chalkboard. And ahead of that is like a couple embracing. And below that, on his left shoulder, you see like a military soldier dragging someone in the street. And on his right shoulder, you see a bunch of people protesting. This is on the cover art, so you already know it's going to be a fiery record, right? Just saying. So, Falana, also known as Files, a.k.a. Files, the bad guy, and it's B-A-H-D, is a rapper and a vocalist from Lagos State of Nigeria. He started from his secondary school with his friends and eventually aspired to be a professional. He was going to law school, and he even graduated from Nigerian law school in Abuja. He makes use of Afropop, hip hop, pop. He has worked with various artists on his records like Davido, Fino, Yemi, Alada, Olamide, and various others. So his new album, Moral Instruction, is the fourth studio album by the Nigerian rapper Files. It was released January 15th of 2019 of this year and serves as the follow-up to his third studio record. This album was recorded in Nigeria in Nigerian Pidgin and samples musical recordings from Fela Kuti. Yep. Its production was primarily handled by Sess, S-E-S-S, with additional production from TMXO, Willis and Chills, Demi V. Chills and Sess were enlisted by Files to appear as guest artists on the LP. Moral Instruction addresses societal issues such as corrupt politicians, corruption, police brutality, prostitution, social injustice, and internet fraud. The release of the album was preceded by its lead single, Talk, a socio-conscious record that addresses critical events and advises that Nigerian youth be careful about greedy politicians. The cover art for Moral Instruction was created by Nigerian artist Lemi Garakubu, a longtime Fela collaborator. Right on. Yeah, you can hear this Fela influence, but we'll talk about that. So the first track on Files' Moral Instruction is Johnny. It starts off with a tribal chanting and percussion. The tribal chanting intro is only for a few seconds. It stops, and then a small drum intro unfolds, followed by a thundering bass drum, bass and bells. The thumping bass drum and bells navigate the song. There's also like a snap or pop to the snare drum that is a part of the percussion / drum rhythm. Files' voice sounds similar to Rick Ross, but with more edge and sincerity in it. He starts to narrate Johnny's story. You can hear tribal chanting again in the background throughout the song. The beat is hypnotic. You can definitely hear a Fela Kuti influence in the right way. This song is about Johnny. He's a young, good man who wanted to be a doctor and got killed for no good reason. This song is about senseless deaths in Nigeria, corruption, cowardice, and hatred from the abusive people in power. Files decries all the senseless violence in his community. So, and here's the intro. JJ, DJJD, and they're chanting that. JJD, 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 Johnny just dropped. Everybody say, yeah, yeah, JJD, 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 Johnny just dropped. Everybody say, yeah, yeah. And then it just keeps on looping. Verse 1, Johnny just dropped. Now person shoot him down. Johnny, where they're innocent. Johnny Wade, new in town. They kill him for just, for no just cause. Nobody fit come out for house. Them no born us. Johnny no get privilege, but Johnny want more. Him want go study. Johnny say him want be doctor. Him family die for the same flaws, floors. Same floors where him blood pour. Why we no fit be one bros? Why you wasting all the blood for? Shay no religion, I be culture. I be politician, where they sponsor. We'll be back with more lyrics after this break.
Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
And once again, you're listening to GSMC's music podcast. It's your Captain Keith. Talking about the first song, Johnny, or we are reading the lyrics. We can be the thing where they cause war, where you know stop, they draw blood. Why do you need to swing the machete? What is the point of the gunshot? Pause, Johnny just drop, huh? Johnny just drop for no just cause, hung go. Second verse, hun, Johnny come, Johnny go. Johnny just complete him youth service, passing out tomorrow so the guys them do party for the place where the boys them they meet usually, one or two drinks to relax, no be say them to shack. Time done go, night done show, make them come go house. Who stand for road, make our horn o, nine, popo shout. Park there, where your particulars and where do you think that you're going like this? Niwa yale, Europa ele mabi. Tiba soro ju I mate. Una dun run, go chop life, or you give me my share. Before them talk, when he says, shut up, small boy, who dash your liver? Talk more, I go cork gun. Small time, he done pull trigger, ah, he done kill ammo, oh. And then there's an interlude by Fela Kuti. We're gonna have a short break. Everybody say yeah, yeah. Third verse. Johnny just dropped. No popo, shoot him down. This mother loving censor. Trigger happy brother censor. Just cause unnecessary sorrow for him family, shy. All because them no oblige you. When you ask for some cash, no freaking threats, no weapons censor. Just him and his guys in his car. You have the guts to tell me you accidentally discharged. Madman, Waka, you be bloody bastard. You waste a life and try to tell me that you sorry after. Trying times and dark days. It's just becoming darker. It's still the same sad story. Just another chapter. Johnny drop for Borno. Johnny keep high for Plateau. Some blame it on religion. Some day fight for Malu or Malu. Johnny drop for Lagos. Cause a foolish man overdue. If Johnny continue to drop, Inyan Melo Lo Maku. And then the outro is Fela Kuti and Files. Ian Miller, lo my cool. Everybody say, yeah, yeah. Thank you, brothers and sisters. See you later. Ian Miller, lo my cool. There you go. The next track I like this song a lot. It's probably my favorite track on the album, called Hypocrite. Starts off with piano chords with a single note, bass note, and bass drums. Slow, steady, and tribal with the feel. Trap, bass, and percussion unfold. Demi V starts to sing in falsetto, singing through a voice effect. He sings about how everyone is a hypocrite. Files starts to rhyme with fire, definitely. He speaks on the rights of the gay people in Africa and how the same people who have issues with gay people in Nigeria are some of the same people who go home and beat their wives. The piano chords and trap bass navigate the song. Other keys come in sounding like horns for a moment. The song ends with the same piano chords that were in the intro. The song's about the blatant hypocrisy in Nigeria when it comes to morals and values. It is lyrically powerful and one of my favorite songs on this record. And here's the lyrics. The pre-chorus. Nobody want to sow or know they reap. And then, of course, the movie, everybody is a mother loving hypocrite, censor. Everybody's a mother loving hypocrite. Everybody's a mother loving hypocrite. And then Files comes in. People just do like say, now them be Jesus. People so wicked, but they so religious. Who they calculate, and know they show the figures. Who they demonstrate, when they run, leave us. People too complain, but they fear to speak up. You don't want to die, but nothing to live for. Christian and corrupt, no supposed be mixture. Real Muslim, no supposed they thief for jure. Real talk, no be fight rara. Everybody get fault for inside matter. We they talk human right. We no respect am. Who are we to crucify the homosexuals? Most of Una done they involve from time. But no be anybody business who you want climb. You they foreign gentleman when we day with you. But you still go home, beat your wife to stupor. And then Demi V comes up with the pre-chorus. People just do like they say they know they breathe. Everybody's a mother loving hypocrite. Everybody's a mother loving hypocrite. In the second verse, pastor would they do like to say no be sinner. His patois, his accent, and his words. You see, they're a little challenging for me here, but it's cool. See the speck in your eye. No, they point finger. What about the really greedy politician acting like he really care for the layman? And what about even you voters, where they act like, say, you only see two jokers. Recycle the same corrupt men. Later you complain, you say you hate the government and the fake profit someday for convent with underage boys while they make boyfriend. And you claim consent when you mess in with a minor. Some say, no devil box, so no telly for the parlor. And because she no be virgin, you know meet him well. But the one way tie scarf, you know give him all, you give him hell. Or you say you know they smoke, you know they drink liquor. But your heart, and they evil. Say you see the picture. People just they do like say them, no they crap. People just they do like say them, no they breathe though. People just, they do like say, they get superpower. People just do like say, them no, they weak. Nobody one day so where ain't no day repo. Everybody's a mother loving hypocrite. Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody's a mother loving hypocrite. Oh nah. Everybody's a mother loving hypocrite. Oh, of course I know truth is bitter. Bitter GD gone past bitter leaf. What is the essence of debating when we know the truth in our mind? Why you can't they do like say, you know crap. Why you can't they do like say, you know they love oh. We know fit be the same. Everybody is mother loving hypocrite. Oh, that was kind of hard because of his words. Brothers Keeper starts off with someone harmonizing in the background. Single note keys are being played as well. The harmony vocals are being sung through a vocal computer-like effect. The minute Files comes in with his rhymes, you hear this bass drum and knocking percussion. The percussion almost sounds thunderous in its delivery. The percussion anchors the song. The keys on this song are atmospheric and are in the background. Towards the end of the song, you can hear a choir singing about not being their brother's keeper. This song's about the people of the country not caring about all the bad things that happen to other people, as long as it doesn't happen to them. This song is about community being selfish and truly lacking empathy. It's also about taking advantage of those in need, from the selling fake drugs to cutting someone's power to selling women as sex slaves. As long as you get your money and your Mercedes Benz, who cares, right? Files is reminding us that we should all be our brothers and sisters keeper in that regard. Care about humanity and don't fail it. So here's the lyrics. While my brothers say never stop, you know, get reason to shine 32. Me, I know, get issue. My whole family done belly full. Can't you see? This is proof. I'm too selfish to be moved. Don't you know that I'm too big to put myself in his shoe? I for tell you the truth. But me or Mo, BT Mo, Fisi. She be imi mo so kepi Mussolini odo do ni mi. Born again Christian ni mi. Show me your timo TG. Servant of God the break law. Mellow TV. I beat the red light, carry speed enter. Like person way get spare life. I know they send why. I carry tanker into road, even when I know. Say the traffic bad and any crash, ego explode. Man down, but I can't help. No, they'll attack me. No army robber tactics, but wait. Make I snap pics. They brought a man with a gunshot wound to my clinic, but I go need police report before I treat it. Course, me, I'm not my brother keeper. I know they send my brother, cause we don't get the same mother. And yeah, me, I'm not my brother's keeper. I know they send my brother. We don't get the same father. Yeah, no, only me come this world. Second verse. Not me be your problem. If you know now, make you check well. I don't give you light since because I want to sell fuel. And if to say you get light, then you know, go buy generator. I be criminal. I'm the one that you should pay, but you should pray for. I'm so heartless. I'm probably the biggest kind of monster in the whole planet. I dare use taxpayer money to deflex. I go by jet. When my people start to kill each other, I go quiet. You know, concern me. Crisis never reached my town yet. That one not one aspect. I never pay civil servant salary for a few years. I don't listen to them, their wives or their children. But you for check my convoy. I just add one new Benz. Oh boy, I'm so prudent. Pharmacists, they sell some fake drug. I know sin if people die. As long as they make buck, you start from a young age. Poor girls, I'm about to turn them into sex slaves and then get paid. Of course, me, I'm not my brother keeper. I know they send my brother, cause we know get the same mother. Hey, yeah. Me, I'm not my brother's keeper. I know they send my brother. We know get the same father. Yeah. Nah, only me come this world. Then the outro. Why you know be your brother's keeper? Why you know they send your brother? God know everybody father. You should be your brother's keeper. I beg send your brother. God know everybody father. No, be only you they this world No, be only you, day this world. Oh, mm-hmm. No, be only you, day this world. So, great, powerful song about people, like I said, just, you know, should have more integrity and should care about each other and have empathy. So, Files' Moral Instruction is a record about political corruption, homophobia, hypocrisy, materialism, empathy, religious corruption, blind obedience, and the hope reclaiming our humanity. And the hope reclaiming our humanity as people in this world. This record is a perfect blend of hip-hop, Afro-pop, and Afrobeat. This record is one of the most powerful records to come out in a long time. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record a 10. Favorite tracks are all of them. Johnny, Follow Follow, Hypocrite, Talk, Amen, Brother's Keeper, Paper, Eno Finish, After All Said and Done. So once again, it's a 10 out of 10. Well, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe, you've been listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast with Captain Keith. I hope you had a good time. I know I did. So with the Claypool Lennon Delirium, Raquel Rodriguez, and Files, all great records. It was a good week for me music-wise. I recommend all of them. And I found, I got that record off of Google Play. So that the Files record seems to be MP3 only. Digital only. I don't see any physical copies of it yet. That's my only complaint with that. The Claypool Lennon Delirium and the Raquel Rodriguez both have CDs and possibly vinyl. Let me see. Does Raquel have vinyl? Let me see. Un momento. So Raquel has CDs and digital, no vinyl, but this is available on CD. So yeah. So but the Claypool and the Delirium is available on vinyl and CD and digital, of course. They're all three records are available digitally speaking. So, well, once again, thank you for listening, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. I had a good time. I hope you did. Appreciate you all. And Marvin Gaye's You're the Man just came out this past week, so I will be reviewing that soon. And the 20th anniversary of Rocket Girl, I'm going to be reviewing that too. I'm going to be reading that booklet, actually, and talking about it, so I'm going to go into detail with that. So that's soon, very soon. Thanks again, and as always, until next time, well, you know. See you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.